Bonjour.
Ani.
Welcome to Enweighing, our sound podcast. This is our podcast about raising children in Anishinaabemowin as second language learners.
I'm Mashkogapakwe, and this is my husband.
Ozawakijigoganu.
Here we will be talking about stories, challenges, triumphs, and tips as we share our experiences about our household of five. Beat it again.
Okay. That's my waist. Mahalo, Bojo.
Ani.
Ozawakijigoganu. Dayamampi.
Minawa Mashkogapakwe. Mampi inda.
Anisha Jweba Kojin Nangwa.
Wenja Madabiyan. Ndawabdan Kojin. Nagwankwit. Minawa Optiko Abwa Kojin. Gonna butch Nijwa Sway, Mage. Nchwaswe Pita take coaching. Minwa ngi going dunganan.
Mushtun.
Gimushtun Jawanang Noden. Jawanang Noden. Minwasen Mage Gijat. Gijad Taysen or Gijad?
Minwanmut.
Minwanmut,
meh. Eskumgo. Eskumgo, we are bombgut.
Giga Minokme, Magazikong. Gi Jaja Gina, Wipa'ana, Mitagok, Mitagona, Mitagonan, Natagon.
Natagon.
Is he spark at the cana? Jaja? Anabem? I mean, a P.
Z Wagamadek. Or the Ouijan. Ouijan Aki Maganuk. Chichikewad. Gawinin Shkitusin. Z Wagamadek. Or the.
Got a bone, Jaja. Okay. I need a piece ga. Gosh, it's gig.
Oh, the dash can see being schoonagoning. I can see as a kid on your Gitun, Negamekwanan, Mitigung. Nanatigung hode or endawad mi endawad kitsi mug minoa nawaj nanatigug guja ode shkonaganing minoa skigumizagewag gobmeseg minoa Mina Manda or Manda Bimasek. How could you go Wabanga Nangua?
Wabanga Nabach Guijame or the Nemosh Damnawat. I'm gonna butch we'd say ma me, okay. We'd say ma dwa Midwa. We'd say ma Midwa no day. Sanaka missin and die. Gina go. Yeah. Gin bao de chip up winning. Gishpin ginundan. Gishpin ganundan. Ganundaban. We're gonna shish in a card deck.
Big way, John and Guan.
Daish.
Yeah, I know. Big way, John and Guan. Die.
How green much Tom got mina? No, green much Tom. Green much Tom and the Aquatma. Mademoiselle.
Lodged on him.
Nanongwa.
Besa.
So I think we were just going to first acknowledge our views on what we mean by learning grammar as adults. Or maybe not as adults, but I'll let you speak to that first.
Just, so this is kind of what I like talking about. So there's a lot of misunderstandings or misnomers about the word grammar and what that means. And people think that if you're going to learn grammar, then it's all about these big word concepts, like conjugation and verbs and nouns and preterite and
suffixes
and prefixes and
imperative,
using
C
all
form.
These.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
And using all these words that we don't really understand when we first hear them, so it kind of, for some people, it turns them off of learning. But it's not really about learning those terms, it's more about learning how the words work and how to put your sentences together. And no matter how you're trying to learn, you're going to be picking up these ways of, or you have to pick up these ways of how the language works and how to say something happened in the past or how to say something is going to happen in the future, things like that. And so my view is that in the case for adults, we need to consciously learn those. And even if you're in immersion, there's still, you're going to have to find a way to figure out, okay, how do I say I already did that versus I'm doing it right now versus I want to do that in the future. That's my kind of little explanation on what kind of the word grammar kind of is sometimes a bad word in our language learning circles, or people who might not completely understand how it comes across.
Or that we don't look at the language in a sacred way, or that we don't look at the language as alive and a thing. It's just that we completely do, and we honor it in that way, and we honor it in the context it needs to be to the best of our abilities. It's just, and to know some of those terms, sometimes it's easier to access information that is only written in those ways. So if we're looking for something and there's only reference in a linguistic book, you know, then if you know those words, it's easier to access, you know. That is neither here nor there, you know, referencing those books, but there is books out there that do help, you know. Rand Valentine has one, for example, the reference grammar book, which I'll admit, I'm still too scared to open because I'm not there yet. And anytime I do, I don't understand enough of it. So I know where I am in my journey, and hopefully I feel like one day it'll be there when I'm ready to read it.
Yeah, so it's like people like language nerds like me that kind of look into those kinds of things, like those books, and have to try and interpret the linguistic terminology, and then when I go and teach it, I kind of have to make it, put it into layman's terms or something that's understandable. Not even necessarily explaining it in English, but somehow getting it across in, if we're trying to do immersion and trying to get the concept of it across to people, and even like our kids. So,
especially in these days with, you know, we can't access elders, even if we had access to speakers, just for their own safety and for ours. And not everyone has access to go and sit with fluent speakers to hear those things over and over, you know, to get those grammar patterns just from just sitting and listening in immersion.
I guess what I'll explain, like, a simple grammar pattern if people don't know what that means or sounds like or looks like. So The simple one is just like using past tense, so, or even the personal pronoun. So if I want to say I'm eating, nawisen, and then I want to say I ate in giwisen. Or if I want to say I'm running, mibtu, I ran in gimibtu. So that's like a simple grammar pattern, and then it gets more complicated. But so just knowing you put the gi for past, and that's a simple kind of beginner level type grammar pattern.
Yeah, like I found the pattern. All of these are past tense, all of these have gi, right? So for those that don't have necessarily the access to go and have those hours of listening and have to listen via online or recordings or whatever, or only have access to books, this is just one other way for them to help revitalize or reclaim the language in these weird circumstances that we find ourselves today. And because of the displacement of a lot of urban indigenous families. So I just wanted to put that out there too, because neither Ozawa or myself have any family who speak or have grown up around it. So we have had to make do with either traveling far to go to have those opportunities, or to be accessing like things that we have around us, resources. So setting that aside.
So when we say that kids should learn grammar, and what my opinion is that, yeah, kids should learn grammar, but it's not the grammar of let's sit down, let's write down the whiteboard and go over grammar patterns with our two-year-old. It's using words in different contexts and in their different forms. So, like one story, when I first started learning, I met this other young mother, and she had a, must have been a 5 or 6 year old. So her daughter came home one day from school, and she had this language papers, and she had a word, Minokajeb. And she told her mom, like, I don't know what this means. What's Minokajeb mean? And then her mom told her, oh, I tell you this every day. Like, every morning we say Minokajeb. And then her daughter was like, well, I don't know what that means. And she said, oh, it means good morning. So, but because her, she didn't give any other context or use it in any other way, there was no real understanding of what that meant. It was just kind of like a greeting in the morning. It could have meant
the sun is up,
yeah,
rise and shine,
yeah, or you had a good sleep. Like, she didn't really know what that meant, because there's no other context in which,
are you hungry, did you have good dreams,
in which she used it. So using using like kajab in other contexts, like Wabun Kajab or Jinago Kajab, kids will pick up on those things quicker than adults, for sure. So that's just one aspect of it, that in which we have, as learners, trying to teach children, we have to think of other, like, as many contexts and different ways of using the words as we can for them to truly understand it. So another way is, like, we have these transitive verbs, which you're just adding things to the beginning or end to the words, and then they change. So if I want to say, I'll see you later, Bama Piguab Min. And a lot of learners know that, like, they know that phrase. But then what if I want to say, I'll see you all later? You have to, there's a different ending for that. Bama Piguab Minim. And then what if I just wanted to say, oh, I'll see him later, or her later? Bama pi guab ma, ngawab ma. So using those different endings, like I have to consciously think about, okay, I'm using this root wabum, and I want my children to fully grasp what that means, and so in different contexts I have to think about using that word and how it changes, and they can pick it up, and so they're technically learning the grammar of the language. So another example was I was in this classroom at our school that was doing immersion, and the kids were still speaking in English, but I knew all of the kids had gotten some language from our daycare and being in that classroom for a bit. So I knew that they knew some language. And so I was kind of playing with this one boy, and I wasn't speaking English to him at all. And he was speaking English, like he had like little dinosaurs or something. And then the teacher announced that we were going to be going outside. There was an announcement that we were going to be going outside, that we're going to have a fire drill. So I asked them in the language, I said, do you want to go outside? I said, Guijana Gojing. And then he responded to me, Gawin. So before that, he didn't use any of the language. And then he knew what I said, and he responded in language. So it was like me just staying in the language kind of pushed him to use it. And then I responded to him with, Gawin na Guijia si Gojing. Like, you don't want to go outside? And he's like, Gawin. So I purposely did that so that he could hear the negative version of that. Like, Gawin Guijia si, like the negative ending on that.
The negating? Just go ahead.
Yeah, so just things like that in which we as adults, I feel we have to know those and kind of be conscious of what we're saying to them. And I can't just use Guamin and then that's it. I have for our daughter or our son to truly pick up the language and know how it works, I have to role model or demonstrate the different ways of saying.
Yeah, because the language also like kind of flows like that too. And I was noticing that. I think I was talking about that like a couple weeks ago after my first semester. I was kind of talking about how I was beginning to understand those, was it the filler words? I was explaining kind of how those words kind of, I think I was explaining it like a video game or something, or like Tetris, how like they kind of pick up and move around and you can like sort them in and out, and I was beginning to visualize it now, and I could see how the language was animate after like doing these exercises over and over again. But my main point is so there's words like shkapagagun, shkapagagun, that I've been able, like, I've had the benefit or the privilege of being able to hear it used in so many different ways over the past year or 2 years. I remember hearing it at Ishkanishnabembik at the ending ceremony used as not as key, which is how I understood it to be, but as like tools, something that you would use to help you, that would help unlock something or help, you know. And then I heard it again in class, but it was used as it was used in a similar fashion, like almost like it was a resource or a tool or a way of extending to get what you need, some similar to like a key, or it was like, I'll have to look up, I wrote it down, but even as an adult, learning the different ways in which a word isn't married to a meaning, or it isn't married to an English meaning. It can have several different ways it molds because of the way the language works. So being able to bring those out and use them with your children, because, yeah, I'm just even noticing them as an adult. Using these things within your heart to unlock, using these tools to unlock things within ourselves and the fire. Like, I don't want to say it all here, and I don't want to explain it all, and I could be wrong, because I only have it from a memory, and a memory only because it's stuck in my heart. So I could have it completely wrong, and this is, if I do, it's a perfect example of context, right? Sound very similar. He's talking about something, translates it to English, I hear unlock. He could have been referring to the bundle, and I just didn't know. I'd have to go and ask after that conversation, but it was within ceremony, so we'll just leave it. But I just wanted to, there was another point where, like, in class, that it was used again, that word, and I was kind of like, huh, like, did not think it had that many meanings. Was there anything else that you kind of wanted to touch on about, you know, children acquiring grammar or learning grammar, but maybe not through the ways that we understand it?
I guess just reiterating, because there's a lot of misconceptions, and people want to say that grammar isn't useful, or it's the Shaganash way, or they want to acquire the language, they don't want to learn the language. So it's just kind of reiterating that whatever you want to call it, whether you want to call it grammar or how the language works,
or the essence,
anything, whatever you want to call it, you still have to know how to put the language together. And that's in English as well. Like, we're technically, when we speak English to children or babies, they're learning the structure of English and how to put things together. I don't know if you have any examples or experiences.
The one that came off the top of my head when you were talking was maybe Zadai, and this is probably one that comes up in English a lot too, and that is her going, Wenesh. And,
well, she's using the English word what.
Oh yeah, she does use what. Yeah, she'll be like, what? But I think what she means is why. And so I often repeat, like, Ani Dash. But she doesn't understand. She thinks I'm saying hi again. Or she thinks that I'm asking a different, like, she just doesn't understand the concept yet. So it's like working on that. That is a whole grammar in itself. Like, okay, how do I use Ani Dash enough and emphasize it in enough situations versus when I go, Ani? Like, you know, repeat yourself, I didn't hear you, versus Ani, like, bojo, Ani, like, how are you, versus, like, Wenesh, Ani, like, Wiganesh.
Yeah, so that's, like, another one that I was talking about in our earlier podcast, when we kind of role play with their toys and stuff. So that was one that I've been trying to use more lately, is the Ani Dash, and then plus NJ makes it Y, so I'll make the person, like, say, oh, Bakade, and then the other person I'll make say, Ani Dash NJ Bakade, and so he's saying, why are you hungry? And then I'll have the other guy reply, oh, Gawain and Giwis Nasi Nungwa. So giving her, like, more context of using that Anidash NJ or Anish NJ, whatever, and then the verb, whatever it is, and then getting a reply from another toy, so that she's seeing that or hearing that conversation, and she seems to understand when it's in that context. But
we just started doing that too within the last 2-3 weeks. It was a suggestion that we start having dialogues that we have as adults in front of the kids to show them how to have healthy dialogue about outcomes, consequences, conflict resolution, open dialogue and communication. So We've just kind of started having these, you know, oh no, it's going to Mimwentazin gi p pagado pagadoyan, or is that right? Pagadoyan? Yeah. And then, you know, you being like, Anidash Gashe?
Yeah, Anidash Gashe.
Oh, Miskishin. Gi pokwakwat gi pakete this, like when it hit me, Miskishin, the mana dendam nongom. Gasas damananos? Wigan Ashe Kidian echo in the mana dendaman.
Going to the.
Oh, meek wedge. Nongom going. Going no wedge, the mana dendam. Wigan Ash washed again. Gish pinwa, pagato, pagato yen. Bean dick and Diane.
Going
ni
pagato si.
We
So what she said, for those that might not know, is that, like, oh, I don't like when you throw something, and
why not?
Yeah, and then I asked why, and then she had an explanation of,
you know, it hurts me when ball hits, and I don't. It makes me sad. Do you have anything you want to say since I'm sad?
Yeah. So, like, I won't throw it. I'll roll it.
And then, so we've only really just acquired that skill, but it's not only like a conflict resolution skill, but it's also like it. Grammar is built right into it. Like, it's just speaking, right? Like, she gets to hear out loud those things that we already know as adults, that inner dialogue that we want to give them. And then there's more exposure, right? So that was just one example of something that we just started doing.
Yeah, so, like, concepts of, like, when I was thinking of, like, the non-physical ones, like, we have, like, ones that she picked up pretty easy were, like, zikon, like, it's heavy, or nanakon, it's light, because we could actually pick up something, and she got that, but, like, things like bama, like, bama pi, like, not just bama pi as in see you later, but bama, like later, like we're gonna do it later. And so just using that and reinforcing it. And now she knows kind of the concept of that. Or like wabung or jinago, kind of bringing stuff up, like, oh, mikwendana gajichgeing jinago, like, do you remember what we did yesterday? Or just saying, talking about things about yesterday, and then talking about things about tomorrow. Like, wabang kajeb. Like, sometimes she won't want to go to bed, so we'll say something like, wabang kajeb gadam name. Like, we'll play tomorrow morning. And then she understands that, you know, those concepts of tomorrow and yesterday, and using that in the language.
Yeah, we use Musia for that. It's not correct, but she uses Musia for long time ago, which is really yesterday, which is something that at least I've experienced. Maybe Anishinaabeg way back when didn't say that, but all little kids that I've met will be like, long time ago yesterday, you know? And so she will do that too, to kind of refer that it was in the past. Because she's just started with her gigis and her gauze, I've noticed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, that's just sort of coming in now, and she's about, yeah, 3.5 years now. Yeah. But gi and ga.
Yeah, and then I've been trying to, like, sometimes we'll go for walks, and I'll just try and talk about what we're doing as we're doing it, like just so that she can hear it, the things that we're doing outside. And like running, jumping, and stuff like that. And we're walking in the forest, and we're going to the river, and there's other things that, like I'll just, lately I've been trying to just make up stuff to be silly, so I'll be like, today I saw an elephant riding a bike outside, just to hear, just to have her hear different contexts of different things, and that's what she gets, that's what she would get in English stories anyway, or English cartoons. But, and she completely understands it, because she'll be like, oh, Ian, like, you didn't see that.
And Sean, the kid.
Yeah. Yeah, that concept, too. The first time I noticed, like, so we say, Nishaganar, Nishan, the kid, for just kidding. The first time that I really noticed was, we were leaving and getting in the car, and we have a little sidewalk leading up to our car, and she was like just staying back near the house. And so I said, okay, I'm leaving then, Nina Maja, I'm leaving. And so I got in the car, and then the car was on, and I just kind of sat there, and then she kind of started getting a little sad, so then I got back out, and then I said, Nishan, the kid, I'm just kidding, and I start laughing, and then she's like, oh, okay, and she started laughing too. So that was the first time that I had noticed that she got the concept of what that just kidding means, and I don't even know if she knows just kidding in English.
Yeah, I don't know if she does. I never heard her say it.
Yeah, so, but she gets, like, the concept of like we're playing a joke and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And she'll say like, no sin dao, or bojo knows, she'll always say to me. And eventually she'll say, Inshan the kid.
Yeah, so she has like her sense of humor, and she's putting it through in the language.
Or shishmaji, her oh man. But that only happens if we use it. So if we use it a lot, she'll use it a lot. And it's one I use a lot in English, so I've been trying to use it in the language.
So another thing that I do is I read to her while she goes to sleep, and I will read out of books that have no pictures that are for adults, that have big, long, lengthy texts that are full of really good grammar. And I do this, one, so she can hear me properly use grammar correctly, sound correctly, like I'm a fluent language speaker, because I'm reading, and I have a little bit of cadence when I get going, so it's for her to actually hear me speaking, although she doesn't get the context of me, you know, showing her pictures or describing things. She gets to hear on my chest me speaking the Anishinaabemowin like a fluent speaker. It also helps me learn those grammar patterns. I find after I've read like a book 5 or 6 times all the way through, I start noticing, oh my gosh, I've noticed that they use this part, like in these same ways over and over again. I'm starting to get why and how just by reading and exposing myself. And then it also puts her to bed, because she's listening, one, to a regular cadence of just a lot in the Anishinaabemowin. Of really dull stuff. I'm not using any English. I'm not saying, you know, wow, and then this happened, and this happened. I'm just, you know, ngoding, amuja, jaganashaki, but daboshin, and what, mompi, nishnabeya, king, gi, you know. So that has been helpful for me and for her. I used to get really irritated and annoyed. She's 3. She's been sleeping in a bed for almost a year now. Over a year now, on her own through the night, and potty trained. So I don't mind the fact that we still have to go in and help her get to sleep. And I just got sick and tired of like sitting there trying not to move, trying not to breathe for hours on end, and feeling like it was not a waste of time, but just feeling frustrated that there's nothing I can do. And so my solution was, I can rock her, I'll get some cuddle time in, some special time while she's young, and she can listen to me speak the language, and there's no fuss or fight, and then she can go right over. So I'm learning, she's falling asleep, easy process. Recommend it if you like to read in the language. I do.
Just one thing that I'll touch on is that sometimes people say babies, our adults learn like babies, like that's how we should learn a language. And just like what you're saying, like cuddle time and affection and using that language with them, like I don't know a program where a fluent speaker is going to hold me in their arms and be like, oh, Gazaugian, Jimshin, and hold me close to them, and I mean, that might be fun, but as far as, like, I don't know any programs where you're going to get that one-on-one affection time with a fluent speaker like you do when you're a baby and getting all of this time right from sunrise to sundown with an adult. And so that's one of the huge differences that I think that babies have over like adults, like the theory that adults should learn like babies. And just like things like walking for the first time, like, you know, there's that emotion that's involved in that, or like talking for the first time and your parents like going yay and
keep moving
and clapping. And how do you get that same type of emotion in a program or like with a fluent speaker, because you're already adults, so there's not a lot of things that, or like these other emotions of like standing on the sofa and they're gonna fall and you gotta like tell them to get down and stuff like that. And you don't get that in even if you're trying to do immersion in the house with adults and elders, like you just don't get that same emotion or that affection that you do as children. And that, to me, that plays a big part in learning language too.
Well, it's a great part of learning self-regulation. It's a big part of development. Those times, I could talk about it now that I have been learning about that, but I know that this isn't that type of program. But those are like key factors that we talk about. So for those who are out there who do understand a little bit about child development, early childhood education, we know that in order for children to learn and grow and develop better, they need to have those strong bonds from the beginning, those affectionate tones, those affectionate touches, that intimate time to learn that it is safe. And how to regulate when things go awry, how to bring themselves back down by being exposed to those things. So through language learning in that type of a setting, as children, they're going to learn much differently than people who have learned, who have not learned their language or are learning as adults, who still feel those emotional blockages of not having learned it at an early age and not having learned it or not knowing why they don't know it. There's a whole other like dynamic that comes with adults learning versus children learning from the start. And that plays a huge factor in how people react and how people are triggered and how people respond to hearing new things or making a mistake. So,
and just so that we're connecting it to, I guess, this episode theme, is that that's technically called sociolinguistics, when you're learning a language and you're attaching emotion or different context of emotions to that, and how to use those words. And you're making a connection that's kind of being embedded in you, like when you say Jim Shin, like kiss me, you're getting that, you're feeling that love from your parents. And so that's like the whole, that's technically a grammatical piece of language learning.
This whole section in itself. So, yeah, lots to look at, lots to consider. We're just kind of coming at it from our stance. It doesn't mean that this is the be-all, end-all. This is just where we've come in our journey and what we've gathered and collected along the way and how we've been able to navigate and decipher through this mess of walking through two worlds at one time and bringing our babies along with us. So in saying that, I think we'll probably say... I tried to say it at the same time as you. Yo, gross. Gegwa Antashit Ken Kwejim Nishnabamian. Yeah, there we go. I got it. Miss Sing. Aha. Bama Pigawa Menem.
Bama Pi. Iguachki Bizendoyak.